Hussein Moussaoui is a political commentator who joins us from Beirut. This is probably the first time in, as far as anyone's memory can recall, that you have 14 members of the Security Council on one side and the U.S. and Israel in one corner. The isolation was quite remarkable in this session that was held yesterday. Do you think that this leads to further isolation of Israel and, of course, America along with it?
Yes, of course. I mean, today, more than ever, the U.S. is isolated, both the U.S. and the Israeli entity, after Donald Trump made this announcement. I think this announcement today today came as a shock to Western capitals, and also it did not in capitals and those in the U.K. and France. I mean, we heard that the UK and the France, those who are one of the top allies of the US, they said that this step is politically wrong and that it will stand in and affect the peace process. I think today the US has really taken a decision in which it really wants to stand against the world and really send a message also to the world that it is that have the to go through with this decision.
The way that this was carried out at the Security Council, however, shows that the U.S. was on the offensive when it came to defending Israel. It attacked the U.N. Don't you think that that bias then is going to, at the end, come and hurt the U.S. and Israel when it comes to any other future resolutions that may be held at the U.N. Security Council?
Yes, of course, it's definitely going to hurt those in the U.S. and also those also who support the also those who are against the Palestinian cause. Today, as I said earlier, the U.S. is isolated in this step, and it seems that Western capitals have decided and have been very public in their denouncement of the U.S. Simply because the U.S. is trying to portray itself as today the U.S., if I can say, has unveiled its true face. It has shown the world that it is not a peacemaker and that it stands solely by the Zionist entity. Also, we must remember something very important, that the Trump decision that was made a few days ago that Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, it also works in line with the those inside in the U.S., the Zionist lobby here I'm talking about. Ever since Trump's came to power, and also before he came to power when he was campaigning, he said very clearly that he will go through with this, and whether it is behind closed doors or those around him. And many were expecting this to come. So today he's trying to really satisfy, if I can say, those inside the U.S., most notably the Zionist lobby, and also he has also cornered, if I can say, and exposed the Arabs, which have totally betrayed Palestine and its cause. So today, yes, there will be more international embarrassment, and today we are witnessing it in the UN Security Council, and we will witness it more in the coming few days. There is a lot of international action that will be taken in the next few weeks and days, and therefore this will corner Israel and the US entity and also further embarrass many Arab states.
Hussein Al-Moussaoui, thank you very much.